Okay, my boy said, let's continue with Hilchos Tefillin when you make the bracha, right? So anyway, it's a kilo this morning, right? Very, very quickly. You put it on the mokim of the arm, wherever that is, that's the definition, exactly where that is. Yeah? You stop, you make the bracha, then you tighten. That's the easy one. I think most people are familiar with that one. It's the shavosh, most people get mixed up. The shavosh is as follows. The shavosh, we said, you take it on, and by the way, very important is, it is an inyan called down in the poskim that a person should hold the box with his left hand and the knot in his right hand, and he should put it on this way. Ah! Brilliant!
So the station's on the way. That's here already.
So the station's on the way.
That's already here. And where did you get the knot from?
Now, the Maisa, we said yesterday, you had to put on the shavosh. Everyone remembers, right?
No.
We said, what do you have to do? You have to put it on your head so it's resting over there. You make the bracha, then you tighten it. Then after you finish tightening the whole thing, I looked everywhere, I couldn't find you. Until the Yorker man said, then I said the next day, where were you? Where was the shiur today?
You're from a mile away.
See, it's true. Well, let me get right to what saying. Let's start with the next halacha. This halacha is extremely important. It's a halacha that happens to come out every single day. Happened to me actually this morning. So we'll see the Maisa, how it's okay. There's a Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Bov. Everybody knows this Gemara, it's a famous Gemara in this Gemara.
Always comes out,
especially when it comes to Tefillin, that's for sure. Now, the Maisa Gemara says over there, that if a person makes a hefsek between his Tefillin Shalyad and his Tefillin Shalosh, it's such an Avera, listen to the Gemara, says it's such a bad Avera, that what do we do to a guy that has such an Avera? This person is in the army, yeah? He's sitting in the army, he's working, there's a war going on. Says the Gemara, if this guy spoke or made a hefsek, we have to understand what does it mean, hefsek, right? Between putting on his shalyad and his shalroish, zuk the Gemara, go back home, don't stay in the army, because you'll probably die in the army from such an avera. It's a tremendous avera, by side. Tremendous avera. Now it's important to remember, what does it mean to hefsek? And this is the big shayla. There's a lot of shaylis that come into the halachas of hefsek between from when you put your shalyad to when you put your shalroish. A person can make a hefsek, and if he makes a hefsek, what's the big deal, right? Who cares? Very nice. I make a hefsek, I don't make a hefsek. What's an avgamina? An avgamina is as follows. Most people sitting here make two brachos on that tefillin, right? One on the shalyad, one on the shalroish. We make an alohaniach on the yad and an al on the roish. Says the Rambam, what would be the halacha if a person makes a hefsek between his tefillin shel yad and his tefillin shel roish? Then when you put on the tefillin shel roish, what do you do now? You make now two brachas. What are these two brachas? This is you're going to make naniach all over again, and you're going to make al right for the first time. That means again, does anyone understand what I'm talking about? Because I think you guys are looking like I'm totally mad. Again, you just put on your tefillin shel yad. You made the bracha. Yeah? Now you did something that's a hefsek, which we'll explain in a minute what that means. Loved up to speaking, there's other things also. You made a hefsek. You're now going to put on the shalroish. What bracha do we say in a shalroish? Al mitzvah smidin. No, we make two brachas over here. All of a sudden we're going to make two brachas. What are the two brachas? Lohaniach, all over again, and an al. What's the chat? What's the chat? Why are you making a lohaniach when you put in the shalroish? Doesn't make any sense. Some dad. Where did you get that? We think that lohaniach tefillin, which is what the bracha make on the shalyad, goes on the shalyad, and the al mitzvah tefillin, which is on the shalroish, is on the shalroish. It's not true. The lohaniach tefillin that we're making on a shalyad also goes on the shalroish. Therefore, if a person makes a hefsek, an interruption, in between putting on the shalyad and the shalroish, he's automatically interrupted that bracha. He can no longer include the bracha of lohaniach tefillin on the shalroish. The male is going to have to make lohaniach tefillin on his shalroish. Okay, this is very big. You'll see in a minute all the cases of hefsek. Now, the first posha case of hefsek obviously means to talk. This is the biggest posha. Most people don't do this. We don't speak in between a shalyad and a shalroish. Sub the Mishnah Rura. A person can't even be silent. That means if a person waits in silence too long in between the shalyad and the shalroish, he's made a hefsek and he has to make the bracha all over again.
Does that mean silence? How long in silence?
Huh?
What do you mean, how long?
It's very hard to say it's shir, but pashas is more than the normal amount to go from one to the other. But it's hard to say exact shir because
you should put it in the second.
Oh, very good, Baal, we're going to get to that.
Saying Shalom Aleichem, brother.
Shalom Aleichem, Baal, you're awesome. That's a hefsek. Hesed Gomer.
No, no, by the time.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, that wouldn't work over here. No. Now, who are the Rabbis Habaita? Who are the Rabbis Habaita? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Imagine a guy comes over to you and starts talking to you. Now you're busy there with your shayad. Oh, there you are, putting everything on. A guy comes over to you and starts talking. So what do you do? Like that, right? Hesed of the Mishnah Berurah. That's a hesed. The person winks with his eye, or he makes a gesture with his mouth, or whatever it is. Zut the Mishnah Berurah. He's made a hesed, and he's made a hesed. He has to repeat the bracha of laniach to him. Huh? Hesed means an interruption from one to the other.
No.
If a person goes like that,
that's
awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And therefore, he has to repeat the brach of the haniyach tefillin when he puts on the shalosh. Again, I say, is this clear? If a person makes a hashtag interruption, talking is badai out, right? Talking is out. Silence is also out. Yeah. Making a gesture, I voice say out.
What's a gesture? Smile.
What?
Hand motion.
Hand motion, there you go. A hand motion, like something. Right, like the Israeli, my son does to me all the time, like this. Now, the Maisa, this is also important as well. Let me go back to it. What's the halacha if a person hears Omein?
We're not giving tzedakah, is that
it? Yeah. Got it. Rabbi Sadaita, what's the halacha if a person hears Omein Yehei Shmei Rabba, or he hears Baruch, or he hears Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever it may be? What's the halacha? Is that the answer?
No.
The other don't know that to answer. What do you need to do then?
Nothing.
I'll have to answer.
No.
Heads up!
Which part?
He's that small, the room.
Huh? Why doing
that? In between the show and the show, you should not answer anything! So the show can up! What do you know?
Fake it.
No, no fake. Don't fake. We don't fake anything in Judaism. We don't fake anything. A lot of people do, but we don't.
Like you're answering.
Says the Shulchan Aruch, what do you do? Silence. You wait there for a moment, and it's as if you answered. It's not a joke. You are yoked as if you answered a mate.
Also, very frustrating. Kedusha. Very frustrating.
Similar. You're supposed to actually stop it. Shema also. Correct. Kedusha. But it's only two
hours. Well, Wapa also.
Hey, good. Very good, what we say. Let me know later.
Wapa also.
Both of the same thing. Right. Silence for a moment and carry on. Now the Maisa says the answer like this. If a person, what's that of a person onto the main? He said the main. He said Baruch. Whatever it was. He told me in Israel. Yes? He says Baruch. He says Omein. What's that of? So says the Mishabura Nakadami. So the Mishabura, you made a hamster and go all over again. Comes along with Moshe Feinstein. The Maisa says to Moshe Feinstein that the only time that you're going to have to repeat the two brachas is if you answered Omein on another bracha. What's another bracha? For example, a guy said Asher Yotzah, or a guy made a bracha on his tefillin, or a guy was saying other brachas, or brachas on Shacha. Then says Rav Moshe, then you make the Omein again, they make the Laniach all over again. But if, says Rav Moshe, you just answer Omein to Kedusha, Kaddish, whatever it may be, says Rav Moshe, you don't have to go back. So we have a machlokes over here between Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Adav, you have to go back and say the two brothers, but Moshe says you don't. Now, very important, Hesed, the Rosh, Shitas HaRosh, was as follows. That when he put on his tefillin shayad, he never wrapped the Ritzuas around his arm. Why? Because he said, what do you mean? It's a Hesed. So the Shaykh is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is tefillin, I have the tefillin on, I have to put the shayad on. He never did that. Now the Shloa Kodesh comes along and says, what are you talking about? That's nichal in the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah of tefillin was ukshartem. How do you ukshartem? And to put it on you. Now if you put that box on your arm, what's going to happen? Without, if you don't tie it, it's going to fall off. So there's ukshira. And maybe actually wrapping around your arm is part of the ukshira process. It's part of the ukshira process. It's considered part of the mitzvah, and therefore it's not a hefsek. However, this is the eitzah. Somebody starts putting on a tefillin, and then he hears the same Kaddish of Kedusha. So what does he do? What does he do to so the place can be beautiful.
Take it off.
What? No, don't take it off. Don't take it off. You've got the rock already.
Say Amen, it's part of the Kshira.
No, you can't say Amen. Tikkun can't say Amen. What you do is, once it's on, you wrap around once or twice to make sure it's a little bit okay. Right. Then put the shavuot on quickly, and then you're okay. Now you can answer Amen. Eh? Again, you just put on your shoyat. You're here, you've got the beer for the oil.
It smells like beer.
Where's the beer? Just one?
Come on, Al, can you give us a beer?
Now, the Maisa, a guy just put on the shoyat, yeah? He hears the same Kaddish and Kedusha. He knows he's not allowed to answer in the middle, right? Otherwise he's going to have to say two brothers. So quickly wrap around once, put the Shavuot on, and maybe he can now answer, and afterwards he can do all the wrappings around his own baita. Let me go back to the
first time. You can't wrap seven times and then what?
And then put on your Shavuot. I know that, but it's late by then, I'll answer now. Yeah, they're saying that right now.
Hello?
You're saying, if you're in a rush to set up.
Well, you hear what I'm saying?
What?
Hear this halacha? Do anyone understand this halacha?
Yeah. Again? Is that why we don't wrap around the fingers? Because it shouldn't be a hefsek?
Again?
Is that why we don't wrap around the fingers? So
that's exactly why. That's exactly why. Because it's too much of a head. That's got no shaykhs. That's not the kabbalah. We make the shin down into the earth, whatever. The men, that's by the hefsek. That's why we stop over there. We put the shavosh and then we do it afterwards.
What happens if you don't wrap it 7 times? You eat the mitzvah?
100% you eat the
mitzvah. How can you wrap a bunch of times before you put on the
right,
that's
right.
Also
a hefsek.
But
not in your hand.
Just wrap it once.
Yeah, you can wrap it once. If you're doing it to make it tight, to keep it there, then that's part of the mitzvah, then it's okay. It's part of the kshira. Again, I'm trying to repeat this one more time. A person will understand, yeah, he hears the same Kaddish in Kedusha. He says, hey, I'm on something. What are you going to do? So quickly, you wrap around once, so it stays there. You put on the shavuot, and then you can answer something. I'll just say the bracha, but it's much quicker. You don't have to go all the 7 times around. That takes half an hour. Now, when the person has a shayla up, if a person's allowed to kiss his shavuot, you know these guys? They get the shavuot, and they go, about 45 times, yeah, and each one of them is sitting.
45 times?
Yeah, I see them. That's it, I see them. Yeah, they've been working. But Moshe has a shayla. Is that a hefsek or not? The Meister of Moshe says it's mutter.
I do 770 times.
Again?
I do 770 times.
770? After mikveh.
I did 18.
Like this, the cheating way. The cheating way. Look again, later. Now, the cheating way is going to mikveh 4,000 times, and maybe 4,000 times.
What's the way you're supposed to do it?
Let me go later. It was raised the shayla if after a person puts on his shalyad, is he allowed to put the sleeve back one on his jacket? Now the maisa, a lot of toys can say it should not be done. Because it's unnecessary for the mitzvah, it's an unnecessary interruption, it's a hefsek, and maybe it should not be done on the same idea. Same idea, but you can just cover it. You can just cover it. Just cover it. Again?
That's why I didn't match up with that.
Yeah,
this morning I didn't put my jacket on, so I put my kalosh on it. And I made sure I could make it happy.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Let me get back to everybody's side. What's the halacha as follows? You ever saw a guy? You see these people? That's the thing I told you over here.
Yeah,
he's another guy like this.
Can I
see Russian? Yeah.
You see
the guy
like that? You can walk over and talk.
100%
you
should!
You
should go at him! Ah!
Like
I saw
this in Dakota, and the guy saw it, and I didn't know.
100% you should. 100%.
I saw people
wearing
clothes like this.
Shimmy right here. Those people need to be punched out. Let me go back to my side.
You guys are evil.
You guys are evil.
Let me go back
to my side.
Those guys over here have
hard for the
shots.
That's it. Now, oh!
Hold on. What? You're weird. You're weird.
Let's go back. We have somebody over here that has a spinning over here. Yeah? You're going to go over to the guy. Hello? You're going to go over to the guy and tell him, excuse me, sir, you're spinning on your nose. Right? Now, he's going to put it up. He's going to put it back up. What's that offer? That's in your brother? Would you not have to say your brother?
No, you don't. Yeah, of course you do.
You say it. Rabbi Sai, be afterwards. However, Rabbi Sai, the Shlach Kodesh says no. We never ever make a new bracha. A fear of the tefillin will move totally mamish by his ear. Yeah, and he tends to move it. So the Shlach Kodesh no, because when a person puts on tefillin in the morning, yeah, or afternoon, depending where you are, and he puts them on in the right place, so even if it's going to move afterwards, that's not my problem. I have kavanah for it to stay there the whole time. The fact that it moves, that's not considered a hesach
halas. What about the people that put it on and like already?
That would be a problem. That would be more of a problem. But most people don't think to do it. Most people put it back in the middle, and then it gets a bit shifted. So Zut the Shlach Kodesh, you'll never have to make a new brach on that situation. Then we're going to the next case. A person goes to the bathroom. No, you ever to the bathroom in the Dublin?
Yes. You're not taking tefillin off.
If you go to the bathroom in the middle of a movie, you don't leave in the middle.
You have to take
it off. You have
a good movie.
You
Put this
hat over it.
You
really
touch it. You don't take it off. If it's
just, let me,
if it's just
clean
bathroom,
you do not
take it
off. That's
not supposed to be. Mishnah Brura does not go with this model.
Okay,
let's
get
out of
house.
Again?
Let out
house.
So what?
So
we leave
it. Yeah, we have urinal.
It's a urinal.
Yeah,
urinal. Right? It's clean
every day. Spark. However, you are, what are you doing?
You're urinating.
Who cares? We don't care! Put it on!
Who cares? But
you
put it spilling down.
You remember the Chofetz Chaim?
Yes.
Who? Chofetz Chaim didn't hold it this far.
Chofetz Chaim held it this far.
We do not go into the bathroom with spilling on. This is number one. A person goes to the bathroom. He badly takes off his tefillin. When he puts them back one, does he make a brach or not?
Now
the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says that since it's asa to go in to the bathroom with tefillin on, therefore it's asa to make a bracha there. Therefore, when you put it back on, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz, the Maganabom, the Shulchanor from the ground, and other Baiskim are holding that bad guy, a person has to make a new bracha. When he comes out of the bathroom, he better put it on. However, Rabbi Yisrael, I found many Baiskim, Rabbosna being one of them, and there's other, the Kapachayim, there's a Benishchai, nowadays our bathrooms are not like their bathrooms. Therefore, if you're urinating in the bathroom, then you don't make a new bracha. If you're not urinating and you're sitting, there's too many details. You do make a new bracha.
Bottom line, Rabbi Sai. 2 more minutes.
I'm finished, you guys.
Rabbi, I thought once you make a bracha on tefillin, it's good for the whole day.
You're saying good. But since in the bathroom, the way it's been in, it's considered a hesach hadat. Hesach hadat means a cut from the previous bracha.
Let's say you daven a little bit.
Rabbi, seek your la rabba le maisa. Now, again, a person goes into the bathroom to do whatever he has to do. He comes out again. The Mishnah Berurah holds, you make a bracha always. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. It's yesh omim, and this is what I tell people in Maisa, that if you're urinating, you don't make a bracha. If you're sitting and doing your business, then a Maisa, in Nevada, a person should make his bracha. I must finish with one Maisa. I have to finish with one Maisa, because this is a Merdeka Maisa. This is the Maisa where Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, right, the Rosh Yerushalayim many years ago, have a Timazar Maisa from Tzvilin, I can believe in the Hashem Maisa. Listen to this Maisa. He says as follows. Once, when he was a young fellow, he got drafted into the army. So he got his papers saying, you know, you're reported to come to the office of the army. We want to see the mice, so you're going to go work in the army. So he went over there to one of the big gedolim, and he said to him, listen, I got my papers, I got to go to the army, what can I do? So the guy says to him, what do you mean? You can't be in the army, you've got to be in the army in Eretz Yisrael. You've got to be one of the gedolim. So he told him like this, what do you do? On the way to the office, go put a bandage on your arm, and everything will be fine. That's weird. Okay, I'm going to go with a bandage on my very life. I'll open up, I see nothing there. What a stupid thing to do. But get to he goes, Amunus Chachomet, Rabbi said. Amunus Chachomet, right? I tell you, Maisa, another time, but Amunus Chachomet, unbelievable. You don't even say something.
And
the Maisa, what happened was, he went over there, he had his bandage, he put it on. As he was walking to the office, his arm started to swell and swell and swell. No, it was a Noyo Maisa. By the time he got there, his mom looked like a Shemirachin. He took one look at him and said, get out of here right now before we all affect your illness. You're not working, no army. So he was happy with that. Problem is, he came back, he's like, hold on a second. My arm is like this huge thing right now. How am I going to put a foot in tomorrow morning? That's how he was worried about the pain, he doesn't care. Oh, but Fran, how's he going to put it on? He was all nervous about it. And while he was so nervous, he was all thinking, he gave it a push, he gave it a shove, kids had started passing of blood all over the place, until all of it went down like that. Right, next morning he goes to the doctor, the doctor says, you should know that if this stuff was inside your arm for a few more hours, it would have caused an infection in your entire body. My boy said, it's filling, saved him. One more very quick mitzvah with the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua was mamish, unbelievable, going off.
I don't know, guys, the mitzvah is unbelievable.
The mitzvah is
your the Rav told him, put the thing on you and everything.
Right.
So the mitzvah, he told him to go down. Obviously, there wasn't going to be a problem with it. Then all of a sudden, he comes down, now he would have gotten infected.
Cash on the mitzvah. Cash on the mitzvah. Cash on the mitzvah. This was a nice one. Yeah. Now, both sides, the Pnei Yeshua walks out one morning from his house with his talis and tefillin, right? That's what we have to do. We learn this a minute, right? He comes out with talis and tefillin. He says, there's nobody in the streets. The whole place is deserted. Where is everybody today? And if you figure out what the problem was, the famous mice, there was a lion who escaped from the zoo. And this lion was, mum was going around the whole city. And everyone was petrified. Everyone was in the house. Was going on. And out walks the Pnei Yeshua. He says, I'm not scared. He goes over to the lion. He reveals his talus on his face. The lion took one look at his tefillin, and there was that lion ran away. They never saw him again. And there's many, many mices, Rabbi Yisai, with tefillin, with gedolim, with rebbes that wearing tefillin, that mamish the goy ran away. Rabbi Yisai, join us next week on Sunday for the position of where to put your tefillin.